time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religious or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy that want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television, like the wives of Atlanta or basketball wives. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. I just want you to know that I take this walk, I walk down this pathway with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. And the topic of the show is prepare for hurdles. And we will be coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. But right now I'm going to open up with a prayer to God. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to keep facing our darkest moments. And let your love take the worst moment of the worst day of our life and reconstruct disappointment. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens.
All I can say is this.
Think about the most embarrassing thing that ever happened in your life.
All I can say is
about the most impoverished, financially depleting thing that ever happened in your life.
All I can say is damn you.
Think about the worst scandal that you ever went through in your life.
All I can say is damn you.
Think about people who loved you and walked out and left you.
Nothing.
About betrayal on the highest level of your life.
All I can say is damn.
Think about the struggle going on your job right now.
All I can say is damn.
Think about the attitude of your kinfolks and your family members.
All I can say is damn.
About how your boss is treating you on your job.
All I can say is damn.
Think about your past life of sin, your whoremongering, your inappropriateness, your attitude, your dysfunction.
All I can say is damn.
Think about that disagreement between you and your children.
All I can say.
In the midst of pain and despair, when your credit is denied,
all I can say is damn.
When you're evicted out of your house,
all I can say is damn.
When your boyfriend married somebody else, think about the struggle going on your job right now. I want you to understand that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. and he delighteth in his way. I want you to think about the things in your life that seemingly make no sense. Some of them were painful. Some of them were hard to bear. Some of them you're going through right now are very frightening because you have uncertainty and apprehension and anxiety about what's going to happen out of this. And I want you to bathe your soul with these words. That your life is not chaotically confused or distraughtly composed or miscombobulated, but in fact that everything in your life has been carefully orchestrated by a God who is a conductor over the affairs and the events in your life. And I want you to get this so deep down in your spirit that whether things go good or bad from day to day, you are armed with the message that nothing just happens. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. One more time.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. Listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. And that was a very great topic that T.D. Jake brought, that say that nothing just happened. Nothing just happened in life. And that's bring me to the topic of the show, prepare for the hurdles in your life. Because nothing just happens, so you're going to have to prepare for things in your life. And the first scripture that we will read tonight is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. And it reads, "If there are anyone keep clear of the latter ones, he will be a vessel for honorable purpose, sanctified, useful to his owner, prepared for every good work." We're also going to read 22. "So flee from the desire or incidental to youth, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, along with those who call upon the Lord without of a clean heart." You know, there are two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to accept what is true. A real man can ask for an opportunity to make it right. Let's save thousands by teaching one how to love himself, so the cycle of generation curse could be cured with knowledge of self. I love successful stories. The achievements doesn't last as long as the road one took to get there. So that is good you are able to reflect on your moment with such gratitude. The driving force behind corruption are greed and self-interest. Humans' governments lack both the will and concern to implement this type of educational program. Don't use your imperfection as an excuse to practice sin. You seem to notice only your weakness. Most youth struggle with uncertainties about their appearance and their ability, as well as how they measure up to others. Do you fall into this category? If so, you have plenty of company. Even the thought that someone cares can lift your spirit. Make sure your friends bring out the real you, not a person that you create just to fit in. Realness will be rewarded. Now, bounce back from your mistake. Sometimes low self-esteem results when we compare our weakness to another person's strength. If you trip over hurdles, it could be you're trying to quit smoking or drinking, as many do. While trying to give up smoking or drinking, your situation is not hopeless. Simply get up and press on. Falling down does not spell failure. Stand down is failure. So keep trying. Eventually, you will succeed. Fear weakens in time and loses force. So avoid defeated thinking. Begin to disrupt any habits exceeding all expectations. See, the impossible, it will become reality, but you must be able to adjust mentally and emotionally. And say to yourself, I have found true meaning in life. You know, people who are honest may suffer the most. Perceive that the effort to eliminate corruption of their hearts start at the top in the mind. Well, you must see a danger of wrong desire. Only then you will be prepared for the hurdles in life. The good thing about learning lessons is that you can apply what you learn to your next attempt. No one who is successful became that way without failure. Focus in on your desire and an unseen world of possibilities and opportunities. Purpose is the simple reason that we do things we do. Now, do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you were growing up. Now, learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. The thing about having low standards is that you will achieve them also. I hope some of my words will set someone on a path to increasing life for themselves and also for those around them. It takes a lot to see something that nobody else can and then believe in it enough to make it happen. It's sad to feel hate even on people who are down and out. See, the world has been convinced we serve no purpose. We actually was born with gift in us. I do not care about what people say about me, but I do care about how I feel about myself. That's the only opinion count. Stop letting someone else define you. Hold fear responsible for the recklessness. If you don't know you're wrong, you're not wrong. It just you don't know. If you don't have an ear to hear, answer for everybody. See, God's voice is heard by the Spirit first, and then ear second. Make a difference in people's lives. It's not for you, but for the one you're leaving behind. Things fall apart. Just begin again. Do not feel worthless or over-discouraged because discrimination was impolite and it wouldn't accept your forgiveness. See, if you stumble, get up and move forward. Now, gain God trust. Experience the truthfulness of those words. When I find myself getting unfocused, I tell myself, I'm going to stop catering to the weakness and take back my control. Sometimes we do things in life because there's nobody to share our pain. So we seek to cause pain to feel not alone. I recall that day I heard the supervisor speaking harsh to this employee. I realized how life would put so many people in your life for selfish reasons and let you down. You must be very strong to handle what life will contradict for you. You are one of many that will not be able to see life to the fullest because you are disillusioned with all the pain in your life. Start taking little steps by little and be willing to fight harder to connect to your God love instead of being frustrated, angry, rage feeling, and feeling powerless to change the reaction to circumstances. But it should be harder to not love your God, what he expects of you. To strengthen your character will bring you serenity. A false friend. We all have them. Also, bad habits could be a false friend and a vicious one. You had a friend or drugs or alcohol you met in your youth. He made you feel more mature and seemed to help you fit in with your peers. When you were stressed, you could always turn to him for some relief. Indeed, you have come to depend on him in many situations. But in time, you discover his dark side. He demands to be with you all the time, even if this makes you unwelcome in some places. And while he may have made you feel more mature, he did so at the cost of your health. To top it off, he has stolen a part of your wages. In recent times, you have tried to break off the relationship, but he has not let you. In a way, he has become your master. You regret ever having known him. I read this story about a man named Frank. Also decided to quit smoking in order to please God. But a day or so after he had his last cigarette, he found himself crawling under his house looking for a cigarette butt that had fallen between the floorboards. "That clinched it," said Frank. "Finding myself on my hands and knees, scratching through dirt for an old butt, disgusts me. I never had another smoke. Has you on your hands and knees, scratching through the dirt. It is time to get disgusted with yourself over whatever it may be. It could be drugs, alcohol, relationship you're in, or some old hurting feeling somebody calls you. Unattach your disappointment from your mind. Give others the same benefit of the doubt that you give to yourself. Are those not the things you need to feel loved? Love does not give up. You are the one that God is depending on you to express Godness face of this earth. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go of things in your life so that you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. People fail to realize the seriousness of life. Ask yourself, who changed the world? A powerful message of hope and comfort has affected lives of people earthwide. I haven't left no footprint on the sand of time. Your everyday life has influence to hold hearts and minds in your gentle grasp. You can add meaning to this world if you can transform hate to love. First, you have to repent and be merciful and willing to forgive. To affirm myself how desperately we need ourselves to destroy hate. You don't have to have fortune and fame to give to life. Just your name could make a change in this world. With your powerful message, how you fulfill all that your heart yearned to do, and how the worst moment of the worst day of your life, how God reconstruct disappointment. Be proud of who you are. You fought against determination and prevail the ongoing torture state because your dreams will never last if you didn't persist. And it won't die if you resist to not give up. Turn your pain into greatness. Spirit suicide is you ain't living your dream. I realize the negative tendency life shall put in your confidence. You will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. Until you aspire, you should not take away your integrity from yourself. When presumptiveness comes, then dishonor will come. Self-doubt will discourage your reassuring knowledge and unfold your motivating spirit. See, love starts out like a blank sheet of paper. As we fill that blank sheet with decision, action, and experience of life that shape our individuality and personality. See, you know you hide your love and your pain. keep on confronting difficulties. Take it to the heart with exhortation, building one another up. You ask yourself, can those who do bad things change? You must search your mind so you can find your heart. Continue fighting off the correctness of your ways, acquainting yourself with unkind people in an ungodly world. In most cases, help people analyze the detail of the obstacle, how you overcame them, how a new chapter to your life is being written. What will it say? What will be recorded in people's minds of your life? Many people blame other people for their pain. Excuse me. People look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel strong. If you feel that I'm trying hard to do what is right, but it's difficult, when I feel that I'm being criticized all the time, you need to show yourself more freedom from someone else modifying your expectations. And grant yourself the time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. And stop letting life fears unjustify your dreams. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for, reaching your goal. If it's important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. If you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied letting limitation have its way with your decisions. But what you do with that rage is within your control. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. See, getting unstuck make the mark how you had the power to change your life. How do you develop trust in him? You learn as much as you can by reading the word of God and meditating on what you read every day. Keep those negative people out of your life. When they see you sinking, they will not reach down and pick you up and help you to get back to the top of the water to let you sink. Stop letting people in life take us down to the bottom. And we will not try to swim to save ourselves in this world of people having no good intention to helping you. They have no honor what they feel because their life has no hope or aspiration in their life to or motivation to do anything with their life. So let's take down the division line between ourselves and stop blaming each other for what's going wrong in our life. Let's work together to understand one another and talk things out before we make a decision without looking at the consequences of our actions. If you said, he provoked me or he made me lose my temper, if so, your very words suggest that others are holding the remote control to your emotions. Admit to yourself, I allowed myself to be provoked. Acknowledge to yourself, I chose to overreact. See, once you accept the responsibility for your action, you will be better able to change them. Sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it. But an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. People can sense that it takes real strength to display self-control. And they will respect you more if you do that. Now, I'm not talking about drama-driven people who just live to make somebody miserable. Those are the negative people. I'm talking about positive people, always having things to say encouraging to you. And will not force a person to disobey his country. A soldier cannot serve in two armies at the same time. Winners and losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible. They see the gain and see the possibilities and make it happen. Losers say it may be possible, but it's too difficult, and see the problem and let it happen. You must get prepared for the hurdles in life. Because they coming if you like it or not. After the break, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. Listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Sizzle's song, Victorious. And we accept all genre of music, gospel, hip hop, pop rock, R&B, and country, etc. Well, hip hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music. And to your new fans base. upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And the topic of the show was prepare for the hurdles. We came from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 21. And if there was anybody out there that wanted to participate with the show, had something to add on to the topic of the show, only thing you had to do was call 213-229-5595 and press the number 1 to participate on the topic of the show. But if anybody out there would like to elaborate on something I said or wanted to add on to a point that they heard, you know, the line is open.
Well, John, you know, this is Raw Dog. You know, I'm working the board, what have you. But we have one more submission that we should play. That's by a fella soul called Testimony. So let's do that before we start into the talk portion of your show and see how that one goes. Here we go.
Okay.
As it is written, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth of all things, yea, the deep things of God. God hath revealed his word, his Spirit to me, and showed me who I am. I love you, Father. This is my testimony.
Here's my testimony. So can you please just dwell with me? Something that you probably relate to. Something that you mentally done been through. I was fatherless, my mama raised 2 daughters, 1 boy. Though I knew my dad, situation my mama had with him, kept him from raising me like he probably wanted to. Only 11 on my own, trying to get my mind renewed. And though he loved me, didn't feel he showed me. My mind was lost, oh. And then God told me that I was the one. Will not forsake me, told me that my path has just begun. And I'm standing on my testimony. If I just keep my tongue on what I've said I'm on, then I'll receive, I'll read my soul. And I just give you all the glory, cause you showed me. Show me, show me, you holy, 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 and you are worthy to be praised, Lord. Sacrificial lamb for me. So I confessed and was baptized. Received the gift of the Spirit. Became the temple of God. So I yield to him as he dwells in me. And wash away my sins as I confess on thee. Now I rejoice in my tribulations. Speaking the truth over my situation. That in Yahweh's name, whatever I claim will be established unto me. And for his kingdom, in my hands he delivered lions. That's how I know that I'm gonna beat this giant. You can never take my faith away.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. Listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard a song from Fellow Soul, Testimony. It was a beautiful song. You know, we accept all genre of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop rock, R&B, and country, and etc. We are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And if you want to participate on the topic, the only thing you got to do is dial 213-559-2995 and press the number 1 would indicate that you would like to elaborate on the topic. My dog, is there anything that you would like to add on? Or something you heard about the show?
You made a lot of good points. And I got to say, you know, the devil works overtime. You know, when we talk about, you know, the experiences and the choices and what have you, you have to remember that the devil is at work. And people say, well, I don't believe in God. Do you believe there's a devil? You know, they never answer the other side of the question. Because, you see, in that aspect, temptation and the negatives to destroy your life or the actions that you might take to disrupt and get you put in prison or, in fact, losing your life. You know, I was always taught that, you know, there is a coin and there are two sides, and you've heard me say that before. If God is one side, the devil is the other side. Let's just put it like it is, you know. And, I think you have to go through some things because God is a choice. The devil is not a choice. God is a choice. If you want to believe and you want to bring him into your life, that is your choice. The devil walks in when you're weak and you haven't made a choice. You haven't made a choice to be righteous or doing right or being a good individual, you know. And so what happens, the devil walks in. He's got all kinds of things. He's got alcohol. He's got drugs. You know, he's got that point of being promiscuous. He's got that point of evaluating and making something that is bigger than any fortune in your life that you could make, on the money side, and destroying it, such as your relationship with your kids, your relationship, you know, your job, you know. How can someone drink and be intoxicated and go to work? And everybody would say, oh, he was a great employee. I didn't know he had the problem. The devil's working overtime. The devil's there to destroy who you can be. And if you don't think so, just watch those. Ask them if they believe. And if they say, oh, no, then watch the devil work on them. Because he's got the doorway. He walks right in. You didn't ask him, do you think there's a devil? You know, if you did, that's when their eyes are kind of, you know, their eyebrows are raised and they'll look at you and go, I hadn't thought about that. Well, you know, they say there's good and there's evil. Okay, if you don't try to bring the good in to fight the evil, then you're just letting the evil walk in. And that means you have no armor. That means you have no weapons. You have nothing but yourself. And guess what? You will be consumed by the ugliness that he's brought with him through the violence, through the degradation, through the drugs, through the alcohol, you know, through the way that you might even handle your job or your relationship or, you know, your money, you know, your possessions, you know, your health. You know, there's so many ways that he can come at you that you have to realize, how do I arm myself with, hey, the possibilities of sidestepping what can happen, the evil that is going on in the world. Now, you know, I've always, you know, my parents taught me, you know, ask God, you know, for what you need. Ask God for help. And, you know, I had to learn over a period of time that, yes, you ask, but you may not get it right then. But he's always on time. But it's also, how did you carry yourself before you asked? You just can't, you know, it says that, you know, I was taught that, you know, ask God and he will forgive you of your sins. But it doesn't say that he's not going to let you pay for your sins. It just says he'll forgive you. But, I learned later on that karma fits into this whole equation. What you put out there will come back. You know, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. Well, that's a form of karma. If you can't take it, don't give it. If you're going to be that vile, expect something to come back at you just as bad as you were giving out. You know, you hit up on a lot of good points, you know, and, you know, the same thing that I said to you, people that don't believe in God, ask them, do they believe there's a devil? And upon that, when you get to the crossroads and you figure out, well, guess what? I never thought or even considered the devil. But I said, no, I don't believe in God. Well, how? Now think about that. And what do you do in that instance that there is a devil? Then you need a God, because that's your salvation. You know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. What do you think, John?
But you brought out a good point when you said to invite God into your life. Because first thing, you got to start taking little steps by little and be willing to fight harder to connect to your God, love. A lot of people, instead of being frustrated, angry, and rage feeling and feeling powerless to change the reaction to the circumstances. But you should be more, you know, you should be harder not to connect to God, love, or try to. And those are for those people that don't believe. You know, it's something always I find very amusing, that amused me when somebody say they don't believe in God. But if you ever notice somebody say they don't believe in God, but you always notice they'll say, oh my God, when they get angry or frustrated with somebody, they'll say, oh my God, out the blues, like it's automatically part of them. And, you know, if you something happened to you and if you've fallen off a ladder or something, further, you're going to holler, oh, God. You know, that's the first thing that you holler, that you reply to. So that's something or somebody there that you're trying to reach out for. Deep down, you believe, you know that it's a God. But I think there's a lot of people that got so much anger and frustration, and they're so angry in life with themselves or with somebody else in their life. And they hold that because they haven't... whatever they want in life wasn't produced yet. They might have been through some changes in their life. They might have been through some struggles and some hurdles in their life. And they got to jump over those hurdles. And they may not have yet leaped over those hurdles. And I think they got to let go of a lot of their pain. And that's the biggest stumbling block for everybody, is they hold on to that pain in their life. And that's what causes their character not to bring them serenity in their life. But we can experience the truthfulness of those words of God, so that, you know, you can count on him, you can lean on. But you had brought up one or two great points. But the biggest one is that, you know, the devil want to take everything that you're going to give. That way he can eliminate everything. And that's what takes place, and I think about a lot of drive-by shootings that take place, and little kids get shot and get killed. I was looking at on Facebook, and there was a video. It was this news anchor lady. She was talking about some shooting that took place, and this little girl got shot. And I think it was her uncle or somebody. As the lady was broadcasting, this guy just walked up to the camera and started talking to the people out there about putting the guns down. You know, his little niece is okay. You know, she's going to live. She's going to make it. But he was trying to explain things. That doesn't make you a man by picking up a gun and shooting people. And
but you know something, John? I have to say this. You know, that happened up here where I'm living in Washington State. And the little girl died this morning. And I saw what you're talking about, the uncle. And they have now determined that it was someone that knew them. It wasn't just a random drive-by, as they might they thought in the beginning. And, you know, hey, I prayed for the little girl. I felt for the parents, the pain, you know, because what did the baby do? What did she do? She could have been a great doctor. She could have been the next female president in our future. She could have brought with her the mind to find the cure for cancer, you know? I mean, it's a crying shame. But you know what? The thing about it is the mantra for the generation that's doing this. They grew up listening to that point of having the point of taking revenge. You know, we have to go back to our hip-hop music just for a second. And part of what Hip Hop National is about is trying to correct this, is that, you know, they have talked about taking violence in their own hands, and, you know, and I'll make sure that, you know, mine's taken care of because I will come and get you. I don't fear you. I'm a monster, you know. That they perpetrate these attitudes in the music. And the young man that was the father of the child is a rapper, okay? I hate to put it like that, but I listened to a little bit of his music, and it's there, the ego thing about, hey, I don't have any fear, you're not up and equal to me, and this and that and the other. And I kind of saw how it was throwing gasoline on the fire for someone that, you know, would take it personal. You know, music is not a personal thing. Music is, you know, not to be taken into the point of, hey, this is the way you're supposed to act. Take violence in your own hands, you know. And so, you know, it kind of falls under the veil of, is this how the next group of young people are thinking? You know, is the devil got, you know, taking them to such a way, to such a point that it's now a society of those that fear the police but yet hurt each other? You know, I mean, the police are killing young folks daily. You know, they killed a gentleman. The guy said he thought it was a taser gun, and he shot him. You know, and then there was the guy running away that got shot in the back 8 times. And then we have young folks that are literally killing each other on the streets. I mean, it's like, when does it stop? When do they hear a better point? How come gospel music isn't rated over hip-hop music? How come they can't take the word and be a better generation, that they're not investing in guns? They're buying property. They're buying cars. They're buying businesses. They're starting businesses. Why are they taking their money and investing it in something that's going to ruin their life and ruin the life of someone else? It's just, John, I don't know. I'd like to put them all on a bus and bring them to church and have them try to redeem themselves, you know, because of the fact I can't see a happy ending when you're hurting other people and you're thinking it's justifiable. Was it justifiable to kill a one-year-old baby girl? I mean, how do you, how the devil wins? How do you wipe that out of your mind? The possibilities of a life that you took away that could have been something important to this world, and you know, I mean, it's like, how do you justify that? You know, how come the bullet had to be? Why couldn't you have just waved at each other and kept going? I mean, you know, now they're being hunted down by the police up here in this area. You know, they're going to get them. You know, they're going to get them eventually. And the price they have to pay, is that the price that you know, justifies a child's life, a one-year-old not getting to live her life? Man, when I saw her smile, they showed pictures of her on the news and what have you. It was total innocence. There was no hatred towards anyone. It was just hope. It was something that was so beautiful. There's something in babies and young children's eyes that make the world a beautiful place, and then something ugly like that, no longer will that be part of what we'll be able to see. Where's the hope? You know, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but you brought that one up, and you know what? It touched me so when I heard that she had died this morning that, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and you're down in Georgia and I'm in Washington State, and you brought it up, and I had avoided it.
Well, like, I'm glad that I brought it up. I'm glad you brought that. I didn't see the last part of her, but she had died. You know, like I say, it's very sad out there for these young people. See, the devil is targeting young people. He feel like if he get this generation here, he's wiped out everything. Because the young generation are the future. So now what he's doing is targeting the young people and wiping out the future that we may have as a society. You know, as these young kids grow up, they need to start caring about what people say about them, but care more about what they feel about themselves in life. And I think that's the biggest problem in their life. And we're going to have to start teaching some of these young kids and teach them how to love themselves. That's the only thing that's going to stop this generation curse of young kids and cure their hatred towards each other. And we as individuals got to stand up and be more men and be more men in this world and take responsibility for our kids. You know, we always come back to this topic of conversation about men taking care of their responsibility. That's the only way that this world will be a better place, that each individual take up responsibility for their actions and think about the consequences before they make a decision. And it comes to a time in our life, you know, because I'm heartbroken now once I heard that story. You know, I thought the young lady had made it through. And, you know, and I get sad sometimes in life. Like I say, I like to ride out there to the park and look at kids play. But every now and then a tear rolls down at the corner of my eye because I see their pain is suppressed and all their opportunity is suppressed in life. Majority of them will not see their goals, what they achieve in life, because it's going to be cut short, just like stories, just like this took place. Or some parent haven't took responsibility to care for their child. It's too many unloving people in this world. I don't know really what happened or what a mindset is, but you definitely going to have to prepare yourself in this world. You know, people are scared to leave their house because there's so much going on. People robbing everybody. I think individuals, as me and you, or just like you brought up the point about hip hop national radio, what they're trying to do is trying to relay a message to the young people, say, Now, you can still enjoy your hip-hop music, but do it and make a message where people could learn something and inspire somebody to do something good instead of trying to inspire somebody to do something bad in life. We as people have to start learning how to love ourselves and stop waiting for somebody else to give us validation to love ourselves. We have to learn how to let go of all this pain that is in our lives. See, most people, kid doesn't have fears. Fears is only implanted in their mind from somebody else's pain in their life. And majority of people take the responsibility to live up to somebody else's pain in their life, what been inflicted on them. And that's the problem. Like I say, it's definitely going to take everybody to step up to the plate and to unite and try to help one another and stop having this envious and being jealous of one another and try to help their brother and sister out in life. I think you was talking about a story earlier you see on video where the rappers is, you know, burning $100 bill. That's a child out there that doesn't have no shoes on his feet. Why don't you go buy this child some shoes or something to eat? I mean, like I said, there's no morals in this world. We're going to have to get back to the basics in life, installing ourselves. First thing we got to do, find ourselves and let go of all our pain. Then once the healing starts, then we can begin to learn how to love somebody. You can't love nobody. You don't know how to love somebody if you never knew them. And like I say, it's very sad. It's time, you know, you need to make sure you have friends that bring out the real you. Not a person that you create just to fit in. And we have to stop doing that, especially the young people out there.
Well, you know, like I said, you're right. You're right, and you know, as a man, and what have you, I think at least we made an effort to try to reach out and give them at least the first step. And you know, and once they take that first step on trying to be a good person and a righteous person, the second step gets easier. The third step gets easier as long as you stay on the path of trying to be a good human being, you know? You don't have to be a fool. We're not asking people to be a fool. We're asking them to just do right, you know? Do right by others, you know? As the Bible says, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you, you know? I think that is an important phrase that is not heard enough. You know, when I was young, we used to hear that all the time. Would you want somebody to do that to you? You know? And they were actually talking from the Bible, but they'd ask that question, and you know, as a kid, no. Well, then why would you do that to someone? You can't expect more than what you're going to be or how you're going to be, because you're going to run into somebody that's going to be bigger and more evil and madder than you are. And are you going to expect it? Because that's when it comes, is when you least expect it. You know, I mean, it's not like the mailman. He comes at 5 o'clock every day. It's the unexpected time, you know. And that's what, you know, I think if we can get them to take the first step, us as men, John, hey, we've done what we can do for their beginning. And, you know, I appreciate you, man. You know, this was a very, very good show tonight. I hope we touched one. I hope we gave one something to think about, you know, as they start their journey on a Monday, you know, to be better people. And, you know, is there a devil? And if so, we all need God, because, hey, without God, we're lost. With the devil, we know we're lost. So, you know, hey, that's about all I've got to say. We're dwindling down, so let's hear your closing.
The only thing I would like to say, you know, to the young people, start letting someone else plan. And we need to hold feel responsible for the recklessness that's taking place out there in this world. We got to take responsibility. And, like I said, that story just, you know, it broke my heart because I was feeling very happy about the situation that it turned out good. But at the end right there, you know, it's kind of bothering me. But, you know, like I say, Raw Dog, you know, we as people and as men, I was asked to do this show a while back. I really didn't want to do this show because I wasn't a public speaker. I was uneducated, you know. But I love people so much, and I wanted to help somebody out. I was willing to get up and willing to do this show just to help one person. If I can help one person, that would make me feel like I've done my part in society or my assignment that God gave me to try to shed some light on a lot of things, on a lot of dark roads in people's life. But now I was just gonna go ahead and end it with a prayer, my dog, and we'll end the show tonight. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to help us to keep loving our hearts and to keep training people on your path to get back on the right journey in life to help one another and stop all the violence, stop all the killing, and learn how to love themselves and let them find your love, God, which that you have for them. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And, John, let me say this. You know, I would rather hear what you have to say in guidance than to listen to someone in a suit that has a polished speech and his hands out for money. You didn't ask them for anything. You tried to give them something. And that's all that we can do. And God bless you, man, because guess what? It takes a strong, good character to give of themselves to try to help someone else. And with that one, this is Raw Dog, John Lowe, and we have done it. God bless you, John. I'm getting ready to send it to a song. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
All right. Well, God bless everyone that's listening, and thank you. And here we go.
Y'all tune in next week.
There will be marching without stop. Song will be singing in the east. Song will be gathering way in the west. Song will be shouting way in the north.
Dying. See, this a cold world. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home. It's people out in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner, tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229, let's stop the violence. Don't throw fire to them AKs, let's put them guns away.
They
put them
will
up.
Be marching without doubt.
So they will be.
Put your trust in the Lord.